You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. I'm Jill Roberts. Well, it's not really unusual. You may see more bald police officers in the city of Fort Pierce.
That looks good. Do you like this?
Officers turned out in force as a show of solidarity for fellow officer Catherine Englund, who these days is not only fighting crime in the city, but fighting breast cancer as well.
Well, we're trying to remain positive and continue to find the positive out of something that is, so devastating to so many people, and just try to stay on the upward swing of it.
Englund is the one wielding the clippers as fellow officers take the chair in front of her one after another. They sport big smiles, and more than a few laughs are exchanged.
I don't have any cash for a tip.
Huh?
I said I don't have any cash for a tip.
Look now. Is your wife going to kill me? Is Stephanie going to come find me?
No. No, absolutely not. Not for the cause.
Only the next time he needs a haircut.
For Englund, this event is about support and awareness.
To not forget to, even those that aren't fighting the battle, don't forget to, self-check, self-awareness for any form of cancer. Stay vigilant. It doesn't ever stop. And to invite you guys here is to bring more awareness to cancer issues, and that people sometimes become complacent and they forget to check.
Support for Lieutenant Englund will be easy to spot on the streets of Fort Pierce, says Police Chief Sean Baldwin, who was one of the first to have his hair shorn.
The community is going to see two things. They're going to see a bunch of bald police officers, and they did that to support a sister officer who's struggling with cancer. They're also going to see a new patrol car on the street that has our black and white markings, but instead of the blue on the badge in the police, it's pink. It's got a pink tone to it. And we do that just to raise awareness about breast cancer.
So if you see that car with the pink logo on the streets, give a wave and support Lieutenant Englund. Chief Baldwin says you'll be in very good company.
So the head shaving began last week, and they came to me with the idea to shave my head, which I pretty flatly denied, but then changed my mind and said, hey, if you can raise $1,000, I'll shave my head. We were supposed to do it last Thursday night, and we had all the rain. So my torture was delayed for a week. I got to think about it all week long.
You have to wait until it got cold.
Right, yeah. But in that time, we raised even more money, so it all goes to a great cause.
Another of those newly sporting the bald look is George Englund, Lieutenant Englund's father. He says while Mother Nature has done a lot of trimming for him as he ages, he and a friend decided to surprise his daughter by showing up for this event.
Each and every one of us go through life thinking, oh, it's a shame that's happening to somebody. But when it comes to home, buddy, it brings tears to your eyes. And my daughter and I have been very close all of our life, ever since, she was a little bitty kid. And it was heartbreaking. But she is one hell of a dynamite girl. She is not letting into it. She has not missed one single day at work. She won't give into it. And she's going to beat this thing.
No doubt many of those newly bald heads are being covered by hats during our current cold weather, but all are happy to be supporting the cause and Lieutenant Englund. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.